Good morning. My name is Fitz. This is the Fitz Group Builders Call. We like to do this call every Monday morning at 11 Central Time. We do this call to help build self-sustaining, profitable agency managers. This is, if you will, like somebody was telling me the other day they had a business mentor or something. They are not in our business. But they had a business mentor, business coach. You know, there's coaches out there that you can hire for business strategy. And I asked the guy, I said, man, that's awesome. How many years has your business coach been in your business? He said, oh, never. I said, well, never? Well, then what kind of money have they made in business in general? Oh, I don't know. Man alive. Who are you being coached by? Well, who you're being coached by, hopefully you know me. You're on this call. You've been invited. Hopefully you know who I am. I want to get you guys to where I am, if that makes sense, without sounding arrogant. We want to create businesses that are self-sustaining, that are thriving independently. Though we are all dependent on each other, you want to base your success on what you can bring to the table every day and what your team can bring to the table. And so that's what we're teaching today. That's what we're teaching every day on this Monday call. Is we want folks. I guess I really need to figure out a better way of saying this, I think, but we want folks to be business owners. I see so many agency managers get promoted by NAA, and they're really just good personal producers with, you know, one guy doing 5,000 on the side. And that's not what we're looking to develop. I am looking more to develop long-term leaders who will be around, and they're going to be around because they're making good money. And they're not just grossing good money, they're netting good money. They know how to manage that money. They know how to manage leads. They know how to manage their agents, and all and everything. That's why we do this call. I want to develop people who are making a difference in this world and making a difference with NAA. I don't want to promote somebody that's a good personal producer to an agency manager status. I think that's cheapening the deal. So I'm already getting wound up. I've been wound up all morning. This morning, guys. I'm trying not to already offend like 18 or 20 people. I'm just trying not to offend you so early in the conversation, but I'm already pretty wound up today. Let me. I know we want to go through the roll call, and that's why we like to get things started. We want to know how people's numbers are doing, but I want to kind of change things up a little bit today. I'll get to that. We may not get to it, honestly. But I want to go ahead and jump right into some training that I wanted to cover. It's been running through me. It's been hammering me. I just blanked out some of the background noise. There was some background noise. I'll open it up in a minute just for some more questions. But we're recording this as we always do, and so we like to try to keep the line as clear as possible so it comes out as a good recording. But some announcements I wanted to throw out to you guys, and I know there's 23 people that are signed up for this call on a weekly basis. Of course, we don't always have all 23 by any means. But some things I want to remind you guys of. Most of you guys are in Texas. Yeah, most of you are. A lot of you are not. But if you are in Texas, there are two meetings this week that Barry Clarkson is hosting with NAA. Actually, I guess I'm hosting the one in Dallas, and Keith Ahrens is hosting the one in Houston. Barry Clarkson is one of the special guest speakers, as is Darwin Herm with Foresters, to talk about Foresters and what's available and what's not available, how we can go out and sell it, how we can go get a piece of that 90% issue rate they're seeing. But if you're in Texas, you need to be in one of those two meetings. I would prefer that you be in the Wednesday Dallas meeting, if at all possible, because that's where most of the Fitz group will be. But I certainly understand if you would rather go to the Houston because it's closer, it's an easier drive. I'm also going to be in Houston. I couldn't figure out how to get down there other than as soon as the meeting's done on Wednesday here in Dallas, I'm hopping in the car and driving down there, and I'll be there for the Thursday morning meeting from 9 to 1. Both meetings are from 9 to 1 on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is Dallas. Thursday is Houston. I don't have the locations in front of me. The one in Dallas is at the Neotropolis. If you guys have been with us for any amount of time, we've done several meetings there in the past. It's an old movie theater that's been renovated by our church as a youth. It's more of a youth meeting place now, but there's a huge theater that we'll be meeting in. And just contact our office, contact Bruno. There's plenty of email blasts that have gone out about it, but if for some reason you slipped through the cracks and didn't receive that announcement, please email us and let us know. We'll make sure you get the details. For those who are going to be in the Wednesday Dallas meeting, I have a special opportunity for you. I've been debating on, I mean, it's just going through my mind, okay, who do I invite on this, who do I not? You know, who's the right person to invite, who are the right people to invite? I think I know, but I'm not sure, and I don't want to eliminate anybody that's the right person. So I'm throwing it out to you. If you're going to be here in the Wednesday meeting in Dallas, Tuesday night, Barry Clarkson's actually coming in early, and Tuesday night he would like to get together with us. He actually, Ralph Simpson, has offered up his home for us, for his organization and our organization to all come together on Tuesday evening to kind of get around together and have some food and eat, drink, and be merry, as they say, but also to get that association that we so desperately need, association that all of us need on a daily basis with winners, people who are making money in this business and helping a lot of people's lives. So Tuesday night there's an opportunity to tie in with that. And if you're coming in from out of town to the Dallas meeting, let me know. Maybe you can come in early and come to this meeting. Either way, let me know if you would like to go on Tuesday night to hang out with some of the leaders. And it's not a mandatory thing. I'm not going to look down on you if you don't go. Matter of fact, we can't have everybody go. But I wasn't sure who to invite and who not to invite. So if you're coming in and you're going to be here on Tuesday evening, I don't know the exact time yet, probably 6 or 7. We were going to do a nice formal dinner, you know, and have like 8 to 10 couples go, and I had my list all made out, and then we decided, you know what, let's do it at Ralph's house. It's a little bit more intimate, more intimate, more casual, really, and a better chance for us to mingle and associate with other winners. So shoot me an email if you want to be included on that list, and I'll give you directions and all that sort of fun stuff. Let's see, I covered those announcements. The Wednesday meeting, the Thursday meeting. I'll say this, and I'll back off of it, but this last Thursday I was very disappointed with the opportunity meeting that we had. Maybe a lot of folks forgot we were having one. We had one guest there, and it was Jason Bruno's sister. And we had Donnie Webb there on the call. I think we had three people, two of which were my guests, and one person I cannot remember who they who invited them. But I enjoy doing these opportunity meetings. I enjoy getting dressed up and doing the opportunity meetings. And I'm not on this call this morning to. I mean, this is not supposed to meant to be a Debbie Downer call, if you will. It's not.